Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, let's say good morning to Ashley. It's time for a staycation setup. Good morning, hon.
Hi.
Hi. So we heard you have some concerns about your boyfriend, Chester.
Obviously, I don't want to be feeling this way right now, but we've been together for 8 months, and I have a feeling he's cheating on me. Really sucks, but the only thing that I can think of is that the beginning of our relationship started off kind of weird because I make more money than Chester does, so it, like, made him feel really uncomfortable at first, but he stepped up his game, though, really fast. Like, he quit his old job and got a new job at a call center, and it gave him, like, a much better paycheck, and so it really boosted his self-esteem, and I was like, okay, good, we don't have to worry about this anymore. That was 6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And then, I mean, it seems like it's been better, but just last month, Chester got a new phone, like, in addition to the one he already has.
Okay.
Now he has two phones.
One for the plug and one for the...
No!
And I've been asking about his second phone. Like, I've been asking why he needs one. He says it's just for work, which is weird because he's a call center rep. I'm pretty sure you don't need a phone for that job.
Is he like a manager or something? Maybe they have separate phones also?
No, he just does customer service. I assume that they already give him a phone, like, at the office. Like, he doesn't need to have one to bring home. I don't know. It's really strange, but, like, I picked up his phone one day, it was buzzing, and he freaked out so hard.
Lord.
I was like, what is wrong? It's just a phone, and he's so secretive about it. He won't give me his number to the phone.
He doesn't give you the number to his burner phone?
I told my sister about this, and the only thing she can think of is that he's cheating on me.
She's kind of got a good point there, and I'm glad that you're talking to us right now, because all that's weird. I did customer service at a call center before. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I think everybody at some point has had, like, a call center job, and the last thing I know that when I was working that job was me wanting to take my work home and getting a separate phone. Like, I would have done everything in my power to be like, oh, y'all can keep that. That's fine with me, honey. I don't need that second phone.
That's what I'm thinking. So I'm not really sure what he's doing with that phone. Like, I want to trust him, obviously, but it's just strange. I don't know why he's being so secretive right now. So I really just want to know exactly what it's for and whether he's cheating on me, because it's ridiculous.
Does he sleep with both phones under his pillow, or?
No, but he always has that phone next to him. Like, we've been together too long for this, for him to be, like, keeping something from me. I want to get this out of the way so we can move on with our relationship.
What color is his phone?
It's black.
What? Oh, what's that mean?
Well, guys with white phones are usually more cheaters than guys.
Wait
with
a minute!
You have
Hold
a white
on!
Phone? Do you?
My phone is white!
Yeah.
You have a white phone? You have a white phone!
Why am I buying into Joey's stuff right now?
What's your phone?
Let's go in and call your man up and offer him a free romantic staycation and see whose name he puts down on the reservation.
Stupid.
What's his name again?
His name's Chester.
Chester. By the way, parents, stop calling your kids Chester. That's just a bad name to have.
Yeah, no.
Stop doing that.
Nobody should name their kid Chester.
They shouldn't. It's just a lifelong. Anyways, calling Chester up next. Your morning mess. Okay, so we're back with a staycation setup. We talked to Ashley moments ago. Concerns with her boyfriend Chester cheating on her because he got a new job at a call center. All of a sudden, he has like a second phone that he's really protective of. And he hasn't gave her his phone number to the second phone.
Weird.
And you tried to grab it one time, Ashley, or picked it up, and he freaked out?
Right. It was buzzing, and I just went over to, like, look at it, and he was like, no, 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 don't touch that. And I'm like, why? Like, what's the big deal?
Right. Like, there have been times where I've just heard a phone buzzing around me. Like, we all have our phones in the studio, and I'll accidentally go for it just because it's like a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, you just look. It's not a nosy thing. It's just, oh, okay.
And the other thing is like, I had a friend of mine, Nico, who has a work phone, and he said that you should look for, like, a big barcode that's supposed to be on there because they're supposed to, like, label those phones properly. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see one. I just took his word for it at first.
And his name is Chester. My goodness.
What does that mean?
People named with Chester, they like to risk it for the biscuit anytime they can. Let's call him up, offer him this free romantic staycation. See who he wants to put on his reservation. If he says anything other than Miss Ashley here, then he's cheating. And Ashley, the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay.
Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Chester?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Chester. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So that means we're going to put you up in our penthouse all suite. Right. We're going to accompany that with our honeymoon package. And I'm just calling.
I'm really not interested in whatever this is.
If you just give me maybe 30 seconds of your time, I will totally let you go if need be. But if you end the call, it forfeits your chance to win. It is a stay in our penthouse suite. We're accompanying that with our honeymoon package. Right. And this is free of charge for you. So I don't want you to miss out on that opportunity.
Okay, sure.
This is super simple. Again, just a few questions for us to answer on that reservation. Now, my first one for you, sir, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I just want to know if there's anything that you'd like for us to write on there.
Just write, babe, this is to show you how much I love you.
Now, my second question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I will take your guest name when you're ready for it.
Maria Gonzalez.
Who
the f***
is
Maria? Hello?
About to risk it for the tortilla.
Oh my God, Joey.
Chester.
Yes?
You're live on the radio right now. It's the morning mess. You're in the middle of a staycation setup. Your girl Ashley called us, suspecting you were cheating.
What are you doing?
Well, okay, no. What am I doing? What are you doing? You're doing this all on the radio. And if you really want me to have this conversation with you in front of these strangers, you really want to do this right now?
Yeah, I really do.
Are you trying to cheat on her? Well, he said I love you, right? So obviously you've been seeing this girl. Who's Maria?
Chester?
Who's Maria?
Yeah, I started seeing her a couple of months ago.
You
someone
guys,
who
okay,
works
you
with me. And
this girl you know, while we've been together.
It literally just got out of my hands, okay?
No, it's not out of your hands. You have complete control of all of your actions, and now you feel bad because you've been caught. You totally didn't feel bad about this while we were still dating
because
and you didn't tell me anything when I still thought that, you know, we could have a future together. And I'm pretty sure that Maria girl probably got you your cheap phone that you've been now hiding from me and that you don't want me to look at. It don't make sense to me now.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to do this right now, okay?
You want to do it later.
I was being an idiot. I do not want to give up on this relationship, okay?
Well,
I know I made a mistake.
No.
People can make mistakes.
Ashley, do you want to try to get counseling and work on this relationship? Or are you over it?
Yeah, I don't want to ever
see you again. Seriously, though, but I wasn't doing it to hurt you. It really, I wasn't thinking.
Really? Yeah, that's what they all say. Hey.
Wait, but she hung up.
She did.
Okay.
She's over it.
I'm going to go ahead and get those counseling services for her.
Chester, was it worth it?
What do you want me to say? Of course it wasn't worth it. I made a mistake.
Well, you weren't supposed to do anything in the first place, Chester. You're supposed to stay loyal to your girlfriend.
Right.
Jeez, is that so hard?
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. We're not talking about that.
Some people.
Chester, thank you for your time. I can give you those counseling services also. Joey.
What?
Be quiet.
Whatever.
Well, some people.
Turn off his microphone.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Oh, God.
He's trying to get Maria's tortillas, and obviously he did.
I can't.
Hashtag Maria's tortillas. Hello? He hung up too. Okay, bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.